Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
This week marks the start of the 2020 Republican National Convention. After the Democrats' version of a national convention last week, Republicans might feel as if they don't have to put up much of a challenge. However, the Democrats have thrown the gauntlet down, and Republicans will now have the chance to answer. What was it exactly from that convention that Republicans will be responding to? The virtual convention looked like the opening of the Brady Bunch family show. There were a lot of missteps and things the Democrats should have been aware of while it was happening. An example would be when Kamala Harris was giving her acceptance speech, they showed about a dozen or so faces on the screen clapping for her. What many people saw were the same people being used to fill up more than one cubicle. Apparently, there were not enough people online being part of the process and applauding, so they had to duplicate people. This was a dead giveaway that the virtual convention was in trouble. Next, the first three nights were nothing more than a bashing of the president, but it seemed like a competition of who could say the worst things about the president. It was as if the president was a piñata, and every one of the speakers was taking a swipe to tear him apart. It was dark, and it was bleak. There was no hope but to elect Joe Biden. He is the savior. There was no talk about policies or visions. There was no talk about what the Democrat Party stood for when it came to foreign relations with other countries. There was no talk about what was going to be done to heal the deep-seated wounds the country has been experiencing since the demonstrations and riots began. As a matter of fact, there was absolutely no mention of the riots at all. Nothing. No mention of Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, or any other swell of anti-police, anti-establishment, violent, riotous behavior. No mention of sympathy for police and other law enforcement officials, nor the deaths of police in trying to secure the safety of our cities and their citizens. They tried to go not too far to the left, not too far to the right. They tried to stay right there in the middle, kind of like straddling a wooden fence where you wind up with splinters in the rear. Those who spoke for the first 3 days placed the entire coronavirus pandemic and the subsequent deaths and unemployment figures squarely at the feet of President Trump. They wanted more testing. However, no one addressed the fact that the Obama-Biden administration stopped all swine flu testing in the middle of the 2009 pandemic. Add to that the Obama-Biden administration, the fact that they left the strategic national stockpile in dangerously short supply of N95 respirator masks. Former President Barack Obama spoke of sitting in the Oval Office, but he left out the part where he plotted with Biden to get the right people from the FBI to investigate his successors. Former Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said that Trump came in with so much set up for him. In fact, a lot of it was set up for him, but fortunately, he saw those booby traps. Now, while speaker after speaker took a swipe at President Trump, all they could say about Joe Biden was that he is such a decent fellow. No mention of his past affiliations with bigots who sympathized with the KKK or who were actually in the KKK. No mention that his past positions were at odds with minority communities. No mention of his racial gaffes that required incessant apologies. And this says nothing at all about a speech that Biden gave that was mediocre at best, but was praised as the best speech of his life, which it might have been. That doesn't detract from the fact that it was mediocre. Yep, Republicans have got a lot to respond to. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.